Let's read together Deuteronomy chapter 8. In this chapter, Israel was commanded, before they crossed over the Jordan River into the Promised Land, to always remember all the way that the Lord had led them in the wilderness for 40 years. They were never to forget their past as they moved on to their future. Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with verse 1. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees, of pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you, and that he might test you to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Let's begin our study of Deuteronomy chapter 8 with some background notes. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, Israel was commanded to eliminate the Canaanites from the land. Why? Because there was the danger of compromising with the Canaanites, as we've seen. Here in Deuteronomy chapter 8, Israel was commanded to remember and never forget all the way that the Lord had led them for 40 years through the wilderness. Why? Because there was the danger of becoming too self-reliant when they came into the good land that God was giving them, and thus becoming proud. We know that this is exactly what took place over the years. Israel forgot about how God had led them and provided for them and disciplined them in the wilderness. As a result, Israel was lifted up with pride and turned away from the Lord and had to be removed from the land. So Deuteronomy chapter 8 has a lot of practical application for the believer today. We too can forget what God has done for us and become too self-reliant and thus be lifted up with pride. God hates the sin of pride. In this chapter, we see three areas of wilderness experience that Israel was not to forget. We will make these three areas our three doctrinal points. So doctrinal or teaching point number one, the believer should remember and not forget their beginnings. Believers should remember and not forget their beginnings. Now, for the sake of time, I'm reading some excerpts from a devotion I wrote on this passage some years ago, entitled, Remembering All the Way. Quote, In verse 14, we see that Israel was not to forget their deliverance from slavery in the land of Egypt. They were to remember their miraculous beginnings. Without the gracious and sovereign intervention of the Lord, they were a doomed people. Israel was to remember their exodus from more than 400 years in bondage. The providential leadership of Moses, the plagues that God brought on their slave masters. They were to remember the crossing of the Red Sea and the drowning of Pharaoh's army. The people of Israel were always to remember the God of their beginnings and give thanks. Like Israel, growing Christians are not to forget their roots. Let us not forget how God brought us out of darkness and death into light and life. Think of the intricate web of circumstances and experiences, even unpleasant ones, that God wove together to bring us to salvation in Christ. Let us remember to thank the Lord specifically for Christian parents and faithful Sunday school teachers and Christian friends that God used in our beginnings. Every Christian is commanded to remember with thanksgiving the God of our beginnings. Believers should remember and not forget their beginnings. Doctrinal point number two. Believers should remember and not forget their blessings. Believers should remember and not forget their blessings. Once again, I'm reading from the Devotion for Growing Christians entitled, Remember All the Way. Quote, we are to remember our blessings. Israel is not only to think of all the blessings to come, verses 7 through 9, they were to remember the blessings of the past in the wilderness, verses 3 and 4. For 40 years, the Lord had supernaturally provided for his people. He literally sent them bread from heaven and water from the rock. He kept their clothes and sandals from wearing out for 40 years. Talk about miracles. The Lord used these blessings to humble and test his people. But they were blessings nonetheless. Israel was to remember all these blessings of the past and give thanks. Do we remember to thank the Lord for all his past blessings? Or are we too busy to remember? Psalm 103, verse 2 says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Have we ever told the Lord how thankful we are that he has preserved us and protected us from the crime and corruption in this world? And what about our spiritual blessings? Read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14, and see how many spiritual blessings you've forgotten to thank the Lord for recently. Believers should remember and not forget their blessings. And doctrinal point number 3, believers should remember and not forget their beatings. Believers should remember and not forget their beatings. Again, I'm reading some excerpts from the devotional entitled, Remember All the Way. Quote, finally, we are to remember our beatings. Now, the word beatings was chosen not only because it begins with the letter B for the alliterated outline, but also because it conveys the idea of discipline. God does not vent his wrath on us with a club or a whip or anything like that, but he does discipline us as sons. Verse 5. Our Heavenly Father disciplines us out of love. And sometimes that discipline must come by way of a beating, let's say a spanking. See Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11 in this connection. Israel certainly received more than a few slaps on the wrist out there in the wilderness. Even the way God provided for his people in the wilderness was a form of discipline, as these verses tell us. The way in which God led Israel in the wilderness was purposely designed to humble them, and test them, and expose their hearts. Verse 2, he let them get hungry and thirsty. Why? To cause them to look to him and learn that physical food alone is not sufficient for life. There must be that constant diet of spiritual food, the Word of God. Verse 3, although the Lord purposely let his people get hungry and thirsty, he did not let them die of starvation or dehydration. He fed them with manna from heaven and water from the flint rock. Note that it was not home-baked bread, the typical kind that the fathers knew, or water from wells, which they had dug. No, it was bread from heaven and water from a most unlikely source, hard, solid rock. Why? to force them to realize that although God was humbling them and testing them, He was caring for them, and He was providing for them, and He was thinking of the best for them in the end. Verse 16. But He was doing it in such a way that they could never say, even when they had inherited all the wealth of the promised land, they could never say that they had pulled off the Exodus and the wilderness march and the conquest by their own power and strength. Verses 17 and 18. Yes, Israel was to remember all the way the Lord had led them, especially the discipline. The application of this to the growing Christian hardly needs elaboration. Like the children of Israel, we growing Christians have to be constantly disciplined too, even a few spankings, in order to shape up and look up. The Lord purposely permits us to go through hard times in the wilderness, to humble us and test us, and know what is in our hearts, not just what is in our heads. Hard financial times, or hard family times, or hard failure times can all be used by God to humble us and force us to look to Him in dependence. The Lord cares, and He does provide for all that we need, not necessarily all that we want. He fed Israel with manna, not steak. He gave them long-lasting clothes, not the latest styles. He took them through the great and terrible wilderness with its snakes and scorpions, not along the Mediterranean beaches. So the Lord deals with us in discipline. Many times His discipline is unpleasant and not easy to take, and often misunderstood. But our best interests are always in view. Because of this, we are to remember with thanksgiving our beatings. Believers should remember and not forget their beatings. Now you can read the rest of this devotional entitled Remembering All the Way on our website, growingchristians.org. Now what about practical application for Deuteronomy chapter 8? Watch out for the bread alone mentality. Watch out for the bread alone mentality. The Lord Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 8 verse 3, when Satan tried to tempt Him to turn the stones into bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4 or Luke 4:4. Even though the Lord was hungry, He knew that His heavenly Father would provide for Him, and the Father had not directed Him to make bread out of the stones. The Lord did not have a bread alone mentality. The bottom line was, what did the Father say? What about us? Bread is good, but bread alone is not the bottom line. Feeding on the Word of God for spiritual sustenance and encouragement and guidance and exhortation should be the bottom line. God has promised to provide the physical bread and all our other physical needs, but we must seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and our physical needs will be provided. Matthew 6:33. This world, of course, has a bread alone mentality. Let's not capitulate. Watch out for the bread alone mentality.